Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
I'm Sean.
This is a show where we look at the internet and we try stuff. We've got some funky stories coming up today. We've got some interesting things that we've been killing some time with called our killer bits. But also, we have got horrible, lovely, delicious, disgusting, tasty, sweet, salty jokes.
I was wondering what.
So let's get into them.
After my boss died, I attended his wake. He had an open casket, and I got in line to pay my respects. When it was finally my turn, I knelt down beside his body and said softly, "Who's thinking outside the box now, Gary?" A burglar stole all the lamps in my house. I know I should be more upset, but I'm absolutely delighted. Delighted. Anyone? All right.
Okay.
A policeman found some drugs on me. A policeman searched me in a nightclub toilet last night and found a small bag of Class A drugs. "It's not my fault," I said. "Every time I try flushing them down the toilet, they magically appear in my pocket again." The policeman said, "Do you really expect me to believe that?" I said, "Look, I'll prove it to you if you want me to." "Go on then," he said, and handed me back the drugs. I flushed them down the toilet and he looked at me and said, "Well, go on then, show me what's in your pocket." I said, "What for?" He said, "The drugs." I replied, "What drugs?"
I can see that one. I got one. In her Tinder profile, she said she's 35, but has the body of an 18-year-old. I asked for a photo, but she said I should wait until tomorrow. She's naked and doesn't want to get dressed to go to the freezer in the basement this late at night.
True crime.
Bit of a dad joke here. Yes. I saw this advert in a window that said, "Television for sale, £1. Volume stuck on full." I thought, can't turn that down.
I like that.
I got one more for you. Go on. My grandpa said, "Your generation relies too much on technology." I replied, "No, grandpa, your generation relies too much on technology." And then I unplugged his life support. Savage.
Flatlining. All right, cool. All right, so a lady walks into a store and asks where the XL condoms are kept. The manager sends her off to the family planning section. After 10 minutes, the manager takes a routine walk around the store to check on things. He finds a lady still in the family planning section, humming to herself, just looking around. The manager goes up to her. "Hello, did you find the XL condoms?" "Oh yeah," says the lady, pointing at the direction of the condoms, and then she goes back to humming away. The manager's a little bit confused. "Is there anything else I can help you with?" Oh no, she replied. "I'm just waiting to see who buys the condoms."
Where's this family planning section?
I don't know, bruv. Isn't it? It's the opposite, isn't it? It's the opposite of a family planning section. It's the unplanning.
It is.
Yeah, the plan not to. I got a couple more dad jokes. I told a joke on a team's meeting at work today and nobody laughed. Turns out I'm not even... You can see where it's going. Sorry. Turns out I'm not even remotely funny.
So bad.
All right. If you rearrange the letters of postman, they become very, very angry.
Oh my god! My, immediately, my brain was like, "Oh, what can it? Let me see if I can." Oh.
All right, I'll give you one more. This is a better one. And if you're a new listener, this is a bit more of a Sean level joke because he does like a little twist in the story, right? A professor travels to Africa to live with a primitive tribe and spends years with them, teaching them all about the wonders of science and mathematics. He makes friends with the tribe's chief and his wife, and they all live happily for some time. One day the chief's wife gives birth to a white child. The word spreads and the entire tribe is in shock. The chief pulls the professor aside and says, "Look, you're the only white man we've ever seen around here, and my wife gave birth to a white child. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what happened." The professor replied, "No, chief, you're mistaken. What we have here is a natural occurrence of what we call in the civilized world an albino. Look at that field over there. All the sheep are white except for one black one. Nature does this on occasion." The chief was silent for a moment and said, "I'll tell you what, you don't say anything more about the sheep and I won't say anything more about the white kid." There you go. And that's it. Those are our horrible jokes of the week. How horrible were they, Sean?
Seven or eight
out of 10 in terms of the horribleness. I do like the remotely one though, bruv. I do like the remotely one. Yeah.
That was a good one.
It was good. I couldn't even get it out. How you been though, bro?
Yeah, not too bad, bro.
Have you acclimatized to the UK weather? Because when we last spoke, you were talking to, bruv, I've been telling so many people, like I lived there or I was there, minus 55 degrees, yeah. So how's it being back in the UK? Because it's 10 degrees right now, even though it doesn't feel like it today.
It's toasty as, man. Do you know?
Sweating. No, do you know what?
It's weird because you get so quickly used to, or not. I'll give you an example, right?
Yeah.
2 days later, after it was minus 55, it was like minus 8. And I was like sitting on a lift and I was like, I'm freezing. And I'm like, it's like 30 or 40 degrees warmer than it was the other day on the slopes.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be cold right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But your body's, yeah, it just kind of gets used to it. But anyway, being back here.
Do you think it's just that there's a certain level of coldness that when it gets that cold, we can't even tell the difference? Do you know what I mean?
It's might be that.
That and space is probably going to be the same kind of nippiness. Do you know what I mean?
It might be that.
Yeah, I hear that. But yeah, man, you feel acclimatized. You're back. You used to like not sliding around everywhere sideways. Oh, no, sorry. You ski forward ways.
Well, kind of sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. And I did actually book another skiing trip.
Is it? Yeah. When are you off?
Early March.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, flipping hell.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like March next year or the end of this year.
Might as well, wouldn't it?
Can you say where you're going yet? Or
Andorra.
Oh, okay. Is the powder good there? There you go. That's the only snow thing I know.
I don't know. Just ever been to Andorra and it was like fairly cheap. So have you ever been to Andorra?
Never been to Andorra.
So flying into Barca and then driving down.
Sick.
Yeah. Only like three or four days, but yeah.
Oh, really, nice.
Really looking forward to it.
Gonna bring the hand warmers as well.
Oi.
Trust me.
But it's probably gonna be fairly warm. Like literally, there was someone that I worked with and they were going away. And because I just come back from Canada, I was like, yo, so cold, this and that. I saw them today, they were like, I was so hot because I was like, I've put like extra thermals on.
So you fucked them up. You fucked them up.
It was like,
seven
it was
layers.
Sunny, they were like, I was baking. I was like, yeah, sorry about that.
Did you lend them your hand warmers as well and like turn them on before they left?
Hand warmers.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about your hand warmers because this is the part of the show we talk a little bit about what we've been killing some time with. Can be tech, can be a TV show, can be something. Do you want to bring us something to the table this week?
No, apart from the fact that I don't think I've got any. Have I got any tech stuff this week? No, I don't think so, man. No,
really?
No, oh, yeah, no tech stuff. No tech stuff from me this week.
Fair dues.
What about yourself?
I finished Jack Reacher last night. The show that is still number one on Amazon Prime.
Is it? So it's actually finished now.
The season's finished.
Cool. I was waiting.
Oh yeah, I've done it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've realised I went back. Maybe it's just me getting old, bruv. I went back and started watching the first season again and was like, oh, this is nice. Because I've like forgotten that I've rewatched it. And I realized he looks so different in the first one. But then doing my little nerdy research, this second season, oh my gosh, we sound like a Jack Reach fan club. All the books are written so that you can pick them up in any order.
Oh, see, okay.
So they are actually out of sync. So some of them are back in the day. Some of them are in the future. Some of them are around now. I realized the first season was the first book. The second season was the 11th book, which was, I think, about 10 years later. He does look a lot older and hench. And also,
he wasn't hench in the first
one. In the second one, though, he's openly said he's on testosterone to stay off the injuries and side effects of a lot of muscle as well. But like, the actor said he's on testosterone he looks fucking, there's a couple shots in the last few episodes and you just see him walking into a room next to other people and he just looks fucking ridiculous, bruv. Ridiculous. But I loved it, man. It's a great ending. Very Jack Reacher.
Okay.
You drive like you're blind. I love that saying. Some twists in it, some ups and downs.
Okay. I mean, I was literally just waiting for it to finish because I wanted to binge the last seven or eight?
Eight. Yeah, it was very worth it. And they gave us a trailer for the next one as well. Oh, no, not that. No, that's a lie. That's another show.
About Slow Horses, no?
That's Slow Horses.
Wait, you started watching that again?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I finished the third season.
Have you gone back and watched first stuff yet? Have you watched all of it? You watched all of it?
I watched all of it, bro.
Okay. So they're already filming the next Jack Reacher now, so we can move on from there. But so next year we'll have it. But Slow Horses.
Well, I saw that when I watched the end of the third, it said next season already. And you'd mentioned that to me, so I was like, I'm hoping that comes out pretty soon. Bruv, it's literally one of the best things I've seen for like the longest time. It's just a great series.
It's like Snatch, but like a little bit more serious. But
there are a lot, the thing is, there are a lot of one-liners which are akin to Snatch.
Yeah.
Like some, bruv, there was one, and bruv, I think I laughed for about 10 minutes. So I was watching it with someone else and you know them ones where you just like, you get into like a proper giggle. Can you clock which one it is?
Is it the one after somebody fell down the stairs? No. That's one of my ones. Go.
You know, one of the dogs and the guy with like, he's like bold and he looks like proper mean. He's got like cauliflower ears. There was a bit where like they're outside the facility and he tells them he's like clapping. He's like, "All right, everyone, get out of the cars. And everyone's like, gets them out slow. And he's like, "It's like the fucking Red Arrows, but shit." And it was just his delivery. And it was a savage, man. That was one of the best lines in the whole thing. But there are so many good lines and people are just absolutely savage in it that if that's the kind of humour that you enjoy.
I think my favourite from Gary Oldman is like someone's falling down the stairs and they're dead and he goes, "Oh, I didn't mean to kill him." He goes, "Of course you fucking didn't, because if you did, he'd still be alive."
Savage.
I absolutely loved it. So you finished it all now, ready for season four. I might have to get into the books now.
I'm like, you know that one where you're like hurt because it's finished?
Yeah, and you know it's wrapped. Well, from what you see, you know that they've shot a proper whole season, so you know that it's out there.
Do you know when it's getting released?
It'll be next year, maybe, or end of this year.
When did the last season come out?
December. Came across Christmas. They sprinkled it to us. No. And it was weekly release as well. They dropped two episodes, and then you had to wait weekly.
I was hoping that it was like, it got released like beginning of last year.
Nah, bro. We gotta wait, man. You gotta watch Gladiators and stuff like that to fill your weekends.
If you have another recommendation, because that recommendation was fire.
For Slow Horses.
Yeah, if there's another recommendation, obviously don't give me none of the Star Wars stuff or anything like that. You know me well enough, innit? The Bandalorian or whatever it is.
The like, Bandalorian. Oh my days. The Bandalario. I'll be honest, Sean, like,
when I was in Canada, I rewatched some, they had some Elementary on TV and I hadn't watched it for ages and I watched a couple of episodes of it and I was just like, fucking hell, I love this show.
I watched a Netflix murder one. I can't remember what it was. Oh my days. It was, Netflix murder docs. It was
what, one of these real like true life ones?
I'm trying to use Google to find it because it's one of them ones I can't remember the name of them because they all sound the same.
It's like my lover, my murderer or something like that. They all seem to be
it was one where they spoke It's one where they referred to Gone Girl. American Nightmare is what I watched. American Nightmare. It is a story at the beginning where a man is taken into custody for the disappearance of his girlfriend with a story that sounds a little bit fishy. That's where I leave it.
Can I just ask? Because I did see... I was looking for something after Slow Horses, right? And I was flicking through. And I did see one that potentially had a similar name to that. And there was a... on the kind of trailer thingy, when you like hover over, there was like a policeman talking to a guy and talking about the fact that his comforter had been taken off his bed.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Yeah. Okay. Also, that same police officer, this doesn't fuck with it. Such an asshole, brother. And this is why I'm like, American police officers, yeah. I've not seen any of it over here in the UK. Here, you get a smug police officer who's smart with their smugness. Afterwards, they're like, oh, I knew exactly what I was doing. This guy in an interrogation says this: I'm the puzzle master. You don't say shit like that, bro. I'm the puzzle master.
I remember him saying something like, now I'm going to do my best to paint you out like a monster. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah. It was very strong arm tactics. I do know that when you're interrogating somebody, you can lie to them if you think it will get the truth out of them in some country. I think here we can do it. You can mislead somebody if you think it will spin them in their own lies. Like if you genuinely think it, like if you can say like, were you not there? not.
Okay.
I'll take the opposite of your answer. Whatever you say. No takesy backsies plus one. If you do that to them legally, that's fine in a court of law. Do you know what I mean? She was looking at me like, you fucking dickhead.
Let's do professional.
She was like, yeah, it's interesting take. So yeah, man. So I'd highly recommend it, Sean. I definitely recommend you try it out.
Have you seen the one where they're sitting in the whole thing is filmed. It's fiction, but the whole thing is filmed in an interrogation room, and they've got ones for UK, for Germany, for have you not watched those?
No, is it fiction?
Yeah.
No, I'd love to watch it. Like, I'd love to watch stuff like that.
All right, I'll figure out the name. I've only seen the UK one.
Yeah,
but it's like five episodes, and like all of it is shot in the interrogation room, in the room. You know, like the mirrored room where they're like listening, and like the corridor bit.
Yeah, it's
pretty much like everything is just in there, and they just have, and they're like really good cases. The title for it is very simple. I can't remember what it is.
War Criminal. Mm-mm. Is that it? No. Mm-mm. Okay. Cool.
It's like I'll find it.
All right, cool.
I'll find it.
All right, yeah, check it out.
But they've got like,
we've been really bad at recommending today. Yeah, man, I'll come back with some proper recommendations. I've also got a food. Can we allude to this in future episodes? Because there was a drink that you mentioned off air. And I think if I tell you about a food and you tell me about a drink, we get them and make them happen. And we try them on the next week's episode.
I reckon the episode.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I reckon. Bro, I'm going to put it out there.
Okay.
That show is called Criminal.
Okay, cool.
I knew it was just a single word.
Criminal.
But it's Criminal UK, Criminal Germany, whatever. They've got like loads. UK one, okay. Really worth a watch, bro. Putting it out there.
Let's do it. So this product, Sean, that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
Due to it being featured on Lab Bible, Heart FM, BBC Essex Radio 2, The Sun, Daily Mail, and Entertainment Today, the creator of these cannot physically keep up to demand. They're on the hunt for a manufacturer and hope to restock soon.
Wow.
So Sean, you've heard of a bar of chocolate. You've heard of a packet of crisps.
Yes.
Have you heard of a bar of crisps?
No.
This is a product where the manufacturer has combined crisps and chocolate into the same thing, and you consume them. There's salt and vinegar, ready salted, and cheese and onion. People have gone absolutely wild over these, and they're all sold out. A bar of crisps is what they are. Can't seem to get any at all right now, so my promise of us eating them in this show might not actually happen. Would you be down?
Yes, bro. I'm very intrigued.
Okay, cool. I'll have to keep an eye on their website.
And what? Something to wash it down with, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, something to wash it down with, which is, we can get stuck into it properly when you bring the bits in, but can you allude?
All right. Researchers, and again, I'm going to have to state this. Mm-hmm. This was on UK news,
yeah.
Legit UK news, but it is a study by somebody in the US,
mm-hmm.
and they have, guys, hold your horses.
Yeah.
They've stated that to make the perfect cup of tea,
yeah.
one needs to introduce salt into said equation.
How much salt are they thinking? Because a whole teaspoon, that's a lot, bruv.
It can't be a whole teaspoon, surely. But I would say I like chocolate.
Yeah.
And I like chocolate with some sea salt.
Mmm.
Putting it out of there. I mean, chocolate and tea, quite different things, because I have like half a sugar in my tea, so it's not a sweet cup of tea anyway.
It's so, like an essence. I mean, it's like an essence of sugar that you have. So yeah,
some people say to me, "What? Bruv, yeah. just have one or have none."
I'm yeah, like, what? Yeah.
But I want half though.
But I'm like, can you even taste half?
But if I get a cup of tea and it's got no sugar in it, I'm like, oh, I want that half sugar. But if I get one that's got one sugar in it, I'm like, it's too sweet. Hence why.
Half a sugar.
Oh, this guy is on the ball.
Has anyone ever said to you, yeah, it's half, but you know they put a whole one in and you don't trust them?
Fully.
That's what I do. Like, yeah, it's half. Yeah. Fuck you. You can't do it. It's a small teaspoon. Are you a heaped teaspoon or a flat teaspoon half? Because there's that as well. People are like two heaped teaspoons or two flat teaspoons.
It's half a... It's somewhere between a flat and a
don't.
Heaped.
It can't be... Be- no. It's a third of a teaspoon.
It's like a fleet teaspoon. No, I don't have it so it's like a mound,
yeah.
but then it's not like perfectly flat. It's just like a very concave.
So it goes in.
No, convex.
God, I remember someone at school saying someone else had a concave batty. It was like the ultimate this. Your bum goes in.
Oh, that's
all right, so we need to, if you don't mind researching, can we find out the amount of salt? Because I'm not going
to
risk like
do you know?
A teaspoon of salt. Well, listen, I reckon we've sowed the seed. We'll do our further research, and next episode we'll come back with the full information, and right. I'll knock up a brew. And we'll sugar and salt. Because it might be like, if you have your half or a third or a leaped spoon.
There might be a natural equation involved.
Yeah, like every grain of sugar, there's a grain of salt.
What if you have no sugar in your tea? Do you have just salt?
That's what I'm saying. Because I've noticed, this isn't sugar and salt, but in my squash that I have, if I put a splash of lemon juice in it, it tastes way sweeter and nicer.
It does.
Just a splash of lemon in it. So that is wild for me. So what is this going to do? And like you said, salted caramel. So this is riveting for me. Salted caramel as well, like you said. Oh, sea, like cracked sea salt and some chocolate. Mm. Yeah, man. So we'll see how it goes. Could be nice, but it could be too much. And also, actually, to be fair, a bar of crisps, that's sweet. And if you get the salt and vinegar already salted, that saltiness as well. There's something in there.
They're taking all of the different, what would you call them? You know, like, there's that term like umami.
Umami, sweet, sour, hot, salty, umami. Is that the five flavors?
Oh, no, I feel like this is something that you would know more so than me. Especially because if you like the chili, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, pass away. So there you go. We'll do that next week. And I guess that kind of leads us into our stories of the week. Sean, there's been a lot going on in the world, and listener as well, there's been a lot going on in the world. Sometimes an article comes out, Sean, where it reminds me how fucking dumb people are. There's a new health warning for a trend that's become large, hugely popular in South Korea, and it's now a TikTok trend where that has national health agencies have said you cannot eat this thing. Do not eat fried toothpicks. TikTok trend sparks health warning. That's right. People in South Korea are taking part in one of the latest trends and the rest of the internet as well. And that involves tucking into a plate of toothpicks, which are traditionally made from cornstarch or sweet potato. So.
The toothpicks are made of cornstarch or sweet potato.
Yeah. So I can show you a quick picture of what they look like.
Yeah, I don't know about these toothpicks.
I'll hold it up. I'll hold it up, sir, because this is kind of what they look like. Oh my gosh, the screen looks filthy, man. Fucking hell, there you go. Yeah. That's what they look like. I had to double check that it wasn't like the name for like a little maggot or something, but it's these little toothpicks that look like plastic. They look like clear plastic, and people are frying them up. Clips showing of people eating them have received thousands of likes or shares on social media. It shows the toothpicks being cooked in oil and topped with seasonings such as powdered cheese. It's very crispy, one TikTok user declared.
So what's like the fact that they're made of cornstarch or sweet potato?
Sweet potato, yeah.
Would they sound like they're edible?
In a post on X, aka Twitter, the Ministry of Food and Drug Safety reminded people that the toothpicks were not verified as safe food. Some people are saying that if you eat large amounts of them, they can be bad for your health. They are seen as environmentally friendly and biodegradable, which is good. So that's why a lot of tables in Korean restaurants use them to like pick up finger food. And somebody decided they should eat them. But they've got like this green hue from food colouring and an ingredient called sorbitol. And while it's harmless in small amounts, it can cause vomiting, diarrhea and inflammation if consumed.
What, sorbitol?
Yeah.
I mean, sorbitol was in like toothpaste. Sorbitol was in sweets.
Yeah.
That's kind of, or like,
and is
like,
it a sweetener?
Yeah, it's a sweetener. You can. It's in like vitamins as well. Like, you know them like gummy vitamins that you get that
okay.
that you should really eat only when you're a kid.
Oh, the ones that they tell you where if you eat too many of them, you get the shits. That's it. Yeah. Like sugar-free stuff. So. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what they're made out of. People are doing the mukbang stuff. You know, people go. They have, it's like.
The what?
It's like.
ASMR.
ASMR, but for eating. So it's like mukbang would be like they drink like.
Mukbang.
Yeah, they go. Like that. It's disgusting, isn't it? We all know someone that loves that.
So
people are doing that. It's been claimed that young children have been requesting the toothpick fries as a result. This is far from the first time a TikTok trend has sparked a warning from healthcare professionals. Don't forget that last year, doctors cautioned people against rubbing castor oil on their eyes, warning that despite various viral videos, it's not an effective treatment for dryness, cataracts or poor vision. Also, Nottingham Fire and a Rescue Service issued a warning about people using explosion filters to create videos when their appliances appear to burst into flames. Bruv, why are people doing this for, man?
I don't know, man. Honestly, like, I hear this shit and I'm just like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't know if I'd even enjoy watching somebody eat toothpicks. Now,
but that's what,
if it was a survival show and we're looking at these two brave survivors.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On a desert island, and one of them goes, hang on, we ain't got anything here to eat, man. We've just got toothpicks. Isn't that ironic? And then the other one goes, hang on, ain't these biodegradable? Yeah, he goes, they're made out of sweet potato. And then the guys feast on sweet potato, you know, toothpicks. I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, fair enough.
But when you were saying
people are getting thousands and millions of views and that from eating toothpicks, I don't get it.
It's the whole TikTok thing of like, can we do it, can we not? I mean, Yeah, South Korea's also urging people not to eat these.
Why don't you just get something that's thin and fry it up and be like, oh, there's some... I'm telling people to...
Yeah, normal fry.
Telling people to con other people.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, don't ruin your health because you're trying to get likes by eating toothpicks. It's a bad way to go. You know, imagine having to explain at the pearly gates or wherever it is that you believe in. You'd be like, how did you go?
Boy...
Oh, those... you have to make something up.
You
have to.
So you know that guy in front of me who died pushing someone out of the way of a moving lorry? Yeah, it's not that.
Actually, you made me think of... When I was in India, they had... It was the first time that I'd seen straws that were made out of rice.
Nice.
So I like opened it.
Oh God, you're going to start another trend, Sean.
I opened up, but supposedly you can eat these. So, yeah. And I was like looking at it, and this is the thing. I'm all about being eco-friendly, but cardboard straws don't really work. They're not really fit for purpose unless you like back the drink super quick before it gets all mushy.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this thing, and then I started drinking. I was like talking to the waiter, and he was like, "Hey, it's made out of rice, whatever." And I said, "Can you eat it?" And he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's not going to be too nice," but I was like, yeah. And it was like just tasted like
rice.
Raw pasta. It kind of just tasted like raw pasta.
Did it hold its form better than a cardboard?
Brother, I had it. I left some liquid in the bottom of one of my drinks, and I left it to the side, and with another drink, I wanted to see. But by the end of it, it was. Hadn't like was still in its original form.
Why have we not got them here?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm just no straw now, innit? I don't want a cardboard straw. I feel like it's frustrating and annoying. Even at fast food joints as well, like their first iteration of the cardboard ones had a bit of firmness to them. Now they're super like floppy, so like halfway through my drink, like it just stops working.
And they just get holes in the sides.
Yeah, it's long, man. So I want it. Can they make it out of the same stuff the cup is made out of, which is recyclable? The straw, because the cup stays all right, doesn't it? For your drink,
it does. I don't know. But like, I'm gonna research more into the fact that why don't we have these rice straws here?
I mean, if anyone says me and you ain't breaking the ground of journalism, bruv, we are smashing it. Bruv.
Maybe I'll start telling them it.
Toothpicks, rice straws. We're just going wild in this episode. Absolutely wild. But yeah, there's loads of other TikTok trends. I've seen stuff like, it's like a thing now. I mean, maybe because you don't care about it as much, but it's like people just want to find the hype stuff. So for me, I did try one of the TikTok trends, which was how to make really easy garlic bread, where it was like some mozzarella cheese.
That sounds like a decent trend to...
Wicked, bruv.
Try it.
A slice of bread, some butter, some garlic powder, some mozzarella and some parmesan. Air fry for 10 minutes, the shit comes out tasting fucking delicious, bruv. Absolutely delicious.
Yo, every time I hear about air fryers, I'm like, oh man, I need to get an air fryer.
Have you not joined?
I've not joined, but like, I have heard that they're amazing. I have heard as well that they're a bit of a pain to clean sometimes.
Yes, they can be. The one I've got.
It's like a barbecue.
Yeah.
Fun to cook and then also you're like, oh.
Fucking hell. The one I've got, I think I'm just going to have to get rid at some point.
Is it not a Ninja?
It's not a Ninja. So I don't think it's going to work.
The Ninja ones.
Yeah, my parents got a Ninja one. They got a double draw Ninja
the double
one.
Draw Ninja.
The double draw Ninja. They're cooking.
Sitting on top of the world, man.
Only to be surpassed when it's invented by the triple draw. I mean, there's rumours about it. Get me? Triple draw. That'll be the one.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, man. But the one I have has a rotisserie setting, so you can put a whole chicken in it and it'll spin around and it's crispy all over, bruv.
Yo, that sounds sick.
I don't know how it works, an air fryer, but it tastes, it just makes chicken delicious, bro.
Also, vegetables. I have heard that, and this is from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup, mayo, no. Mustard. Sorry. multiple condiments, go on.
Multiple condiments, yeah. That the best thing you can have in an air fryer are heated up McDonald's chips.
Yes, I did it the other day. I was about to tell you about it. I learned, there's a mutual friend that we went to school with, Ben. Remember Ben, a couple of years, he showed me that. I went to his for some amazing, he's a barbecue don. Yeah, Sean, he is untouched. You know what, Ben, if you're listening to this, please invite me over again. It was one of the best. We were coming out of lockdown and it was one of the first social things we could do. And I went to his and he
I remember you telling me that you went and met him.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah, he threw it down and all the fries were delicious. And we're going, why are these delicious? He goes, I went to McDonald's earlier, bought some fries and I reheated them. Bro, I did it the other day. I had a McDonald's, put the fries in. They were just a little bit cold though. Put the fries in for 5 minutes. I don't think you need five, bro. They come out excellent.
Did it come out fantastic. Better than... Are they like...
If you want them a bit crispier, you can go a bit crispier. So I like mine when they're on the turn. When they're starting to... when they're kind of getting a bit brown at the tips and they're crispy, yeah? And a couple of them a bit overdone. That's where I like my fries. Okay, but if you want to stop before then, you can. But not a soggy fry in sight, mate. Not a soggy fry in sight.
I might have to get on this air fryer thing.
My air fryer has a little basket you can put fries in that turns around as well. So
why are you getting rid of this fries? It looks like it does everything.
It does, but it's just like you can't. You have to proper like get into it and clean it. And I'm just like it's. Do you know what it is? I'll rinse it till the wheels come off. Till it when it breaks, I'll get rid of it. Because you know,
do you have like is there a certain brush for it that you have to use to get into all the nooks and crannies?
Yeah, maybe, but maybe I'm not using it as much as I need to. You want it for convenience, innit?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want false economy. I don't want false convenience.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly. Like a barbecue is actually false convenience. It is because you know what it is? Especially if it's coal. You've got to get the coal, fire lighter.
I will say this. Like I moved away and I moved to like the canisters.
You're a gas man now, yeah?
Gas man. Oy.
Okay. All right.
But you can afterwards close the lid, heat it up again, and then it becomes much easier to clean. But still, you're taking out the racks and ringing them in, and you're like, why are you brushing them? And you're just like, oh, I shouldn't have fucking barbecued anything.
I've got a pizza oven, you know, that you can run off gas, but you can actually use it with wood as well. Again, great fun. Bit of a setup, though, isn't it?
Well, that's the one,
yeah. Oh. But yeah, man. This is a riveting show.
I know, we're showing our age, isn't it?
But yeah, man, it is a false economy. No, but no air fryer though. Quick, heats up quick, saves energy, is the one. So, Sean,
it's eco-friendly, is it? I wasn't aware of that.
Gets up to heat quick. So it's smaller than an oven, isn't it? So you can put like a portion of. That's the thing though. It's not really like a family meal maker. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Unless you put a bag of pre-cooked McDonald's fries in and get going. You need to get your biggest your biggest capacity possible. Don't fuck around and get a small capacity. Don't get a 1 litre, 2 litre, Sean. Get the maximum literage you can.
See, I knew there was a reason why I chatted to you about air fryers, because I might have just rolled in and bought the 1 litre one and the rest of my life I'd be like,
if there's a 4-drawer one, get it.
4.
You won't regret it.
Wow, okay.
Alright, man. All right, I've got another news story for you, bruv. I can't believe I'm saying this.
How bad is it? Jesus.
Person who ate too much kebab called for ambulance service in Wales. After receiving calls on subjects such as missing false teeth and a hand stuck in a letterbox, the Welsh Ambulance Service is appealing to the public to only call 999 for paramedics to come urgently if someone is seriously ill or injured.
It's always fun.
Hello. Hello there.
I was about to say, whereabouts is your imaginary person from?
What do you mean? That's obviously a Jamaican accent, bro.
It sounded like Yorkshire or
Wales.
Something.
Wales, there you go.
I was of Wales.
Marcus Dewey, there you go.
All right.
So a person called from an ambulance after eating too much kebab.
Is that even English? Too much kebab?
Is that even possible?
I mean, I'm sure it is, but...
Too much kebab. I don't know. That's a bit of a fishy one for me, because I feel like there's never enough kebab.
No, I'm not.
Especially if
kebab.
You've consumed beverage. Oh, shish kebab. Oh, come on.
No, I didn't say shish. I said you said fish. That's grim. Too much... Yeah.
Fish kebab. It sounds like a euphemism, Sean. What did you have last night? Oh, right, boys, I had some fish kebab. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I...
Ladies can go out a fish finger.
I did hear a joke that it just reminded me of, where a son comes home and the dad goes to him, "Where have you been?" He goes, "Oh, I was with Jessica." He was like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, we're doing our homework." And he's like, "All right." And he picks up a snack from the middle of the table and eats it. And he goes, "Oh, these fish cakes are great." And he goes, "Go wash your fingers, son. They're donuts." Sorry, I butchered it, but Anyway.
I'll tell you what, tidy that one up and bring it back next week because I like that. I like that. I like that. Oh, why didn't you bring that to the show before?
I don't know. No, it just popped back into my head. It must have been one that I've read before.
Go wash your fingers, son, they're donuts. Other things that they've had are a lost voice. Now, this is a weird one. How do you call up with a lost voice? Because I presume it would be like...
It's going to be like, I remember the brother, I can't whisper.
Oh, a mate from school. I can't whisper. We had a mate from school. We were at a house party and it was like time to be quiet. And he just kept talking loud. We're like, can you whisper? He's like, I got something to tell you guys. I can't whisper.
Can't whisper.
I can't whisper. And then I remember that same night, he got into a massive debate because he found out somebody ate rice with a spoon. And he's like, what?
No, you have to eat rice with a fork, bruv.
Oh, I don't remember. Or maybe that. It was the other way around. He's like, you can't eat rice with a fork. You have to eat rice with a spoon.
Okay, that's better logic. I'm more happy with that logic, but I don't remember that. Yeah. I was probably cracking up too much about
unwhispering. Yeah, yeah. But someone called up and said, I've lost my voice. And a ring stuck on a finger. 999, because your ring is stuck on your finger. The service had 404,000 calls last year. 68,000 of those were not a life or death emergency, it said. That is a big waste of time.
One in six, one in four.
That's an average of 188 calls a day, which has prompted the trust to remind people to only dial 999 if someone is seriously injured. Okay, we have some transcripts of calls made to the ambulance service in Wales over the last year.
Wales? Oh, okay.
Okay. Operator, tell me exactly what's happened. Caller, yesterday evening we had some kebab and I might have had a little bit more than I'm used to. Then this morning I've had a very painful stomach.
Fucking hell. Honestly, man,
what's... Operator, is the patient awake? Caller, yeah, it's me. My hand's stuck in the door. Operator, is the door locked at the moment? Caller, yeah, it's locked, ma'am. No, my hand's stuck in the fucking letterbox. Operator, how old are you? Caller, open the door. My hand's stuck. That's a real transcript. Here's another one. I have a bottom part denture and I went to clean my teeth and I said, well, where's my false teeth? It sounds crazy, but I don't know what else to do. Could I have swallowed my false teeth? Operator, so you don't know where your false teeth are. Do you know what? To be fair, some of this sounds like old people. Like, the false teeth is old people. Eating a bit too much and have a dicky belly the next day, old people.
Bruv, but if you've eaten too much kebab, if you're an old person, you've eaten too much something, you would have indulged at some point in your life and you would have probably known what a stomachache feels like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't think...
Let's not blame it on the old. Can we blame it on idiots?
Yeah. Let's not blame... Let's not blame it on the other. You're right, Sean. Let's blame it on idiots. I mean, this is just Wales that they've doubled down on. I would, if I was going to make a guess, I would say they're probably the nicest because I reckon people are time wasters all over the UK. And I feel like a Welsh person is a little bit like they wouldn't want to waste someone's time. Whereas I feel like over here in London, if we were to get the same stats, we would have some wild ass stories. But yeah, man, what the rule of the, is it 111 or 101? It's 111, isn't it? 101's the police. 111 is what you dial if it's not an emergency.
Yes.
And you say, hi, that's who you call if you've had kebab and you have a sore tummy. Even then, I would say maybe just call a relative or just maybe don't eat a little bit. Skip breakfast that next day and see if your tummy still hurts.
I don't know. Go to the shop, get some Senecot or something and...
Put that in your Senoclart. Get out.
Later on, give it a few hours, you'll be all right.
There we go. So if you've got any issues like that, call Sean on 07. Yeah, so there you go. That's my news story, Sean. Riveting again, innit? Man, I've dug deep this week, innit? Come with some right bangers.
You have indeed. Oh, right. I'm going to go. We got time for one more?
Yeah, man.
Man who got 5 women pregnant at the same time froze them joint baby shower.
Do it again.
Man who got 5 women pregnant at the same time froze them a joint baby shower.
Again, Sean, another
this
week.
Guy,
I have so many questions.
This guy is jokes.
What the actual fuck?
And there's a picture of the dad-to-be with 5 expectant mums and they are all just... you know what's so bad about it? They're all there surrounding him with their hands on their bumps.
No, are they smiling? Are they all happy? Like,
one's got a pout, one's got a smile. I'm going to show you the picture.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why I thought of him being older. They all look young, innit?
And they just, like, you know, when it's like stage and you're like, are you, you're cool with this? You're also cool with this being broadcasted? Like,
they're cool with it, innit? Like, you know what? Let's not shame.
Has my man got papes? What's the...
Let's not shame polygamy, but you need papes. Like, one child is expensive, right? Multiple kids. Dude.
Oh, he's brave. This is where it all makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a music artist.
Ah, right. Okay.
So they're there for maybe love, but maybe bread.
Maybe bread, yeah. Is he a successful music artist? Because I feel like he's not, Sean. You know why? You've not said his name and I've not gone, oh, them. Do you know what I mean?
His name is Lizzie Ashley. No. Sorry. Music artist, Zeddy Wills. Zeddy Wills, Zeddy, Wills, as in
Zeddy Wills. Okay, Zeddy Will. Okay, he's got 174 YouTube followers.
174,000. Even I was like, I know. Even I know that's not a lot. Like,
okay,
he got another musician called Lizzie Ashley, and four others. Meaning they were all pregnant at the same time.
He's like one of those guys, I think he does dances as well. Like, there's shots of him dancing. He does dances.
Oh, whoops.
Okay. All right, so he does dances. I don't know, man. I feel like, I don't know if that's bringing in the bread for how many? Five kids. Has he got music? 3 weeks ago, he released a single. It has got 200,000 views, which is not bad. But again, split that five ways, that's not a lot of views for the kids. Oh, it's called Cha Cha. This is the song he was dancing to.
I like the beat.
I had another one bites the dust energy too, innit? No, I didn't expect that. Why it's in Jamaican, you're not even on a roster. He looks like he's having fun, but
even on this like reveal thing, he's like sitting there and they're all like clamoring around him holding their bellies and he's like got like a shocked face and it's all really painful actually to watch.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wow.
And the baby shower was shown on TikTok because, you know, that's obviously...
He did it on TikTok?
But if you're going to share your baby shower with five other people in this case, then yeah, you might as well put it on TikTok, innit?
Bro, this is like...
And bro,
it's, I'm old now. I'm officially out. Bro, I'm out. I'm old now.
Bro, it says... The clip showed a picture of the beaming dad-to-be grinning with the words, "Welcome little Zeddy Wills, 1 to 5.
So he's going to call them Junior 1 to 5.
Fuck, man.
Little Zeddy Wills 1 to 5. Are you sure this isn't a press campaign? Do you think this might be an elaborate campaign and he's got us?
I don't know.
Because, you know, why are you acting Jamaican and you're not even a Rasta? That's what I'm saying. Like, because I'm trying to look and see. They are really pregnant. I'm looking at one of them on Twitter, the one that is a... Lizzie Ash Music, she's definitely preggers.
Yeah, she's gone, this is Lizzie. She said, "We love our baby daddy. We will not ruin our children's life. This has been accepted by our families. There is nothing to do but help one another. Truly, it takes a village."
Okay.
Now, that to me sounds like a footballer's media train response to...
Yeah.
Are you going to win the Premier League? Oh, you know, we're going to take it like one game at a time and all that malarkey, right?
Yeah. And you know what they say, it takes a village to raise a child. And I just want to say, you know, like, just hard work, dedication.
Is he the village? Is he the village bike in this scenario?
He is the village bike. He's fucking been around. Do you know what though? Look, I'm not here to shame anyone for what they do. That's cool. But all I'm saying is you better have your papers up because you got to buy a lot of nappies, bruv. Times five. You are going to be knackered. Times five. You're not going to be cha-cha sliding anywhere, mate. You got to run. He's got to be running to the shops. Or you got to have someone that's doing shop runs. Times five, Sean. That's long. Anything times five is long. Anything times five is long.
I'm like, I love how you simplified this, but like, yeah, you're probably right.
Gym, nice. Five times gym in a day, bit much for me, if I'm honest. Yeah. Do you want to go for dinner? Yeah. Do you want to go for five? Unreasonable. Beers, one, five. Erring on the side of unreasonableness. Wow. I mean, I just want to say, like, you know.
I wish them all the best, bro. Like, it's one of them ones. I wish them all the best.
How do you negotiate that, man? That's how do you break the news, and how do you find five people that are actually cool with that as well? Because I feel like there are people out there that have polygamous relationships, and it takes them a while to find the right partner. He's found five.
Who were to say? Yeah, I mean, like, we don't know whether they put that. You know, that was discussed beforehand. Making assumptions. I'm trying not to make assumptions here. Whatever happens, it just seems like it would be messy in you know, but I don't know. None of them seem to be angry or, you know, anything like that. So also, surely you couldn't have been having like five legitimate relationships with five different people. That sounds like a lot of effort.
Bro, it's a lot, man. A lot of effort, like, bro.
How much time do you have in the day?
He has five times the amount of time that I would presume one would have, bro. Like, to link, think about it, yeah? A good morning text times five. He's got a WhatsApp group for the girls, hasn't he? That's the only way he's got around it, Sean. That's it. Sorry, now I was trying to think. He's got a WhatsApp group. And he's called it, like, what's his name again? Zeddy Wills Junior group. He's got, yeah, Kresh.
Morning
all. Just quick update today. Do you know what? Actually, I'm trying to be open-minded about this. Do you think maybe it could be easier because one of them could take a day off? Like, you could have a whole day off and it, like, offload your kids onto the group. Because there's
so you've got like a certified childminder group.
Yeah.
That you that are part that your circle of trust.
Yeah. And it's
your beautiful
family.
It sounds beautiful. It's like a village.
Yeah.
I tried to say that with a straight face, it didn't work.
Do you know what? He might be onto something. But if they're all cool with it, cool. I just feel like it's potential for stress. But boy, I don't know, man. I just feel like birthdays are pricey, bro. Like, you know, think about it. Like, now it's cool because the kid don't really know what's going on. When those kids have got one a car, when they're older, is he going to get five cars or is it going to be a community vibe again where they all share the car?
You see, good for the planet. Eco-friendly.
Designated driver.
Family planning.
Designated driver.
You should be next to the XL condoms in the aisle, bro.
Bro.
They should be brochures about this
he
shit.
He really is planning. You could be going out every weekend. When we were teenagers, Sean, we were out every weekend, innit? We were out Friday, Saturday. You had to be out, yeah? Mm. You could be designated driver. Five kids, right? He's got. Well, it's once every 5 weeks you got to drive. All the other weeks you vibe. Mad. Saving on petrol money, mad. Making sure you all get home safe. You all have one home to go to.
Maybe you live in like a cul-de-sac and you're all...
Yeah. House is 1 to 5.
This, bro.
Could be onto something, you know, bro. Could be onto something.
You might need to reach out to Zeddy and be like, bro, is this
How have you done this? Yeah.
Did you think with your head?
Or your...
Other head,
yeah. Is there a tactical strategy here? Has he got a spreadsheet? Is there paperwork that we can go through and say, listen, this is a viable, in this cost of living crisis.
Bruv, he might have like PowerPoint presentations and shit.
Is he game the system? Yeah. Get me. And also, what's wrong with someone acting Jamaican if they're not a Rasta? I just want to ask him, innit? I feel like the next line's going to rhyme with pasta as well. I just feel like that's what he's going to go for. Sean, this episode has been wild. And I think it's time we wrap it up here. Well, how about you, Sean?
Feels about the right time.
It is about the right time. Let me make sure I press the right button out here.
I mean, that's about as wild as
that's the wrong button. But thanks to all of those that are joining us on Facebook. There's a real community there. You guys are loving the jokes. Shout out to those that join us on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. It's at How to Kill an Hour at all of those. We are going to open the doors officially for some jokes to come in very, very soon. I'm just worried about the filthiness of them because we've had some samples of jokes in that are very spicy. So we need a way to deliver them.
They're so funny though.
To minimalize the cancellation of us. I'm also at Marcus Bronzy on all social medias, MarcusBronzy. Some people are finding us from the clips and going to the pods. Some people are going from the pods to the clips. This is such a wild episode. We've spoken over the end of the show, bruv.
We. You just get acapella now, come on.
Where can we find you on social media, Sean?
You can't, but you can find me in Andorra.
Andorra?
Andorra.
Andorra.
In March.
Yeah, man. Oh, thanks, man. And I tell you what, do us one favour. Find one friend, get a link to the podcast, send it to them and say, here, come and join the gang.
Yeah.
Not two friends, not three, not five. Because that's like a village of sorts.
Juan.
Just Juan.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.